640 WGST.
It's a great day in the radio industry and a great day here at Talk Radio 640 WGST. It's the Sully Show, and every Friday, just after 1 o'clock, Rick Limpert joins us to talk a little technology. You can follow him on Twitter. His handle is Rick Roswell, ricklimpert.info, the website. Rick, staying warm out there today.
I'm trying, Sully. I've been listening to you all week, so it's been you've been keeping me warm during the midday hours.
Oh, you're too kind, Rick. On cue with a nice little cushy compliment. I appreciate it very much. let's start off your segment here with some breaking news. Tell us what you know.
Yeah, well, this came down yesterday. For people that maybe are using a Lenovo laptop and got one in the last 6 months, they found that there's some malware that was pre-installed on it called Superfish. And it's an adware that basically it puts pop-up ads on your system, but also it is spyware as well. And Lenovo didn't know this, so they're recommending everybody to go into your control panel and go into uninstall the Superfish program if you have that on your computer, then you'll be fine.
When you uninstall this type of stuff, it can leave things behind, even if it's uninstalled, right?
It can, and what it leaves behind is the certificate that allows websites to look at what you're doing on there. So delete the program, delete the certificate. If you don't know what you're doing, take it to a computer expert to have them do it. Not all the laptops have it. You basically have to check first and see if you have anything on your system called Superfish, and then you need to take action.
Talking with Rick Limpert here on Talk Radio 640 WGST. I saw this story this morning, too. Interesting here. Apple could be getting into the car business.
Could be. There's been some reports saying they have about 100 Apple employees that have been working on an iCar, a self-driving car, I guess, that looks not like a car. It looks more like a minivan or an SUV. And this is probably a long time down the road. Apple's always working on things. But it was kind of unique that some data leaked, and they said that Apple was working on a car of some sort.
It'll be interesting. Maybe when the car breaks down, you just have to pull over and reboot the thing, right?
Reboot the system. Hold down the two buttons, and it will reboot, and then add a couple apps to it. It'll be fine.
Well, hopefully you can get into your trunk while it's rebooting.
Yeah. Do you think an Apple car would even have a trunk? They're so minimalist that it may not even have a trunk.
It'll have a trunk, but it'll be about the size of a briefcase, and that'll be it.
All right. It'll come in that real nice gold color.
Exactly. All right, I read about this earlier this week, too. This is interesting. It kind of makes sense, though. The FAA is looking at what it needs to do to limit commercial drone use, or at least have some laws in place that make sense. There have been some incidents, of course, with the drone getting onto the White House grounds and crashing. What does the FAA hope to do here?
Well, this is only now for commercial drone use. They haven't set anything up for people, personal use of drones. But the FAA now is saying that use of drones will require operators to be certified. I don't know what that's going to entail. Fly only during daylight hours, and they have to keep your drone in your line of sight. So you can't just stay in one place and let your drone roam around your neighborhood. You basically have to have the drone in front of you. And they haven't said really anything now about the drone delivery services that have been mentioned by Apple and Google. So, they're starting to see what drones are doing and what they mean, and they're starting to set some laws.
It's something that we all crave when we're online, and that is our privacy and anonymity. Talk about this 21st century newest luxury item, privacy.
I know you're big on privacy, Sully. Basically, everything we do online is subject to be tracked or be kept in a history. But now they're saying that privacy is kind of, you can pay now to have your privacy kept intact. And that's basically, only the rich are going to be able to do this. So this is going to be a big story, I think, in the next 5 or so years about privacy, how people access our information, and how we protect ourselves online.
Talking with Rick Limpert, he covers sports and technology on a national level for Yahoo.com. He writes a daily technology column, which you can read at Examiner.com. How about this 1950s toy that included an actual uranium ore going on display at a museum? We've come a long way since then.
Yeah, it was basically a little chemistry set that you could buy in the 50s, and it included actual uranium ore in the toys. I mean, people didn't know you could have built a bomb with what was in this little chemistry kit. And they found an intact version of this kit, and it's going to go on display at the Ulster Museum in Northern it just kind of thinks to tell you about how far toys have come, how much now they're regulated, and how many restrictions are put on for toy manufacturers. That was crazy back in the 50s. They were making chemistry sets with just about every element possible in it.
Pretty crazy. Talk Radio 640 WGST, The Sully Show, and we're talking with Rick Limper. Talk about the cloud. What exactly is it when somebody says, this is in the cloud?
Yeah, you're guilty of this, Sully. I'm guilty of this. We throw the word cloud around. If you really understand what it is, this is maybe one of the number one questions I get from people. What is the cloud? Because they're using it, and they know they're using it, but what is it really? It's basically remote servers. It's where your information is kept. That is anything that's not really on your hard drive, your computer, you know, it's kept in the cloud. A lot of our emails now are kept in the cloud. If you're using Dropbox, Netflix, things on Amazon, it's all being kept in remote servers that are owned by other people and not on your hard drive. Again, this is where privacy comes in. Who's looking at what information you have stored elsewhere? That's always the $64,000 question.
Yes, and another reminder in this conversation just to be mindful of what it is that you choose to put out there. If you write it, whether it's, you know, a Facebook status or an email going from one person to another, you need to conduct yourself as if that would be on display in a courtroom, because the reality is that it might be someday. Chatting with Rick Limper, of course, the Daytona 500 this weekend. Who do you have?
How about Jimmy Johnson? So he's on the front row, and I think he's going to be due for a big year. So let's go with Jimmy Johnson.
Well, in his final year, I'm going to say that the Jeff Gordon here might come up big here.
Well, you're getting sentimental, Sully. That would be pleasing to a lot of Jeff Gordon fans, but as many Jeff Gordon fans as there are, there's Jeff Gordon haters as well. So that would definitely be a great kickoff to the NASCAR season.
I got to see a race many, many years ago in the mid or late 90s down at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and Jeff Gordon won, and I've kind of been a little bit of a fan, I guess, from afar ever since. But, of course, you can hear the Daytona 500 right here on 640 WGST, your home for NASCAR. That'll be coming up this weekend on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Rick Limper, thanks again. As always, follow Rick on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. And if you want to learn more about Rick and what he does and check out some of his writings and columns, it's ricklimpert.info. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Sully. Talk to you next week.
That's Rick Limpert. This is The Sully Show, and you're listening to Talk Radio 640 WGST. Hey, Alfie.